Day 486, Tuesday, August 6th. Psalm 71. Psalm 71 1-24, NKJV. In you, O Lord, I put my trust, let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape, incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God, you are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth, you are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age, do not forsake me when my strength fails, for my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him, pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me, O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life, let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God, I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me, until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Also your righteousness, O God, is very high, you who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You, who have shown me great and severe troubles, shall revive me again, and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side, also with the lute I will praise you, and your faithfulness, O my God. 2. You I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek my hurt. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG Reading Plan states, Psalm 71 is a prayer for God's help in old age when enemies threaten because they see that the king's strength is waning. The psalm bears no title, but it may well be that Psalm 70 was viewed by the editors of the Psalms as the introduction to Psalm 71. Compare Ver. 1:12-13 with Psalm 71:2-5, in which case the psalm is ascribed to David, in his old age, Ver. 9:18. This suggestion gains support from the fact that Psalm 72, which immediately follows and closes Book 2 of the Psalter, is identified as a prayer by Andor for King Solomon, Zondervan, and Psalm 71. And Psalm 72 ends by describing the psalms that have come before as prayers of David, see verse 20. The Greek Septuagint translation adds a superscription to the beginning of Psalm 71, labeling it, of David. The opening of Psalm 71, the declaration of trust in God, the plea for his righteous deliverance, that he would bend his ear of him as the psalmist's rock and fortress, Psalm 71 1-3, is essentially repeated from David's opening to Psalm 31 verses 1-3. As David's suffering in that psalm foreshadowed the sufferings of the Messiah, it is likely that Psalm 71 is similarly prophetic, though Jesus's sufferings came when he was a young man, in terms of his human life. One difference we may note here in verse 3 is the statement, "You have given the commandment to save me." The psalmist recognizes that God has all the forces of the universe and heavenly realm at his disposal. He has but to command the psalmist's deliverance for it to be effected, and indeed the psalmist knows that God has so commanded it. His words bring to mind the centurion's response when Jesus offered to come to his home to heal the servant. The centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed." Matthew 8:5-8. Psalm 71 is a welcome comfort for believers enduring a lingering trial that drains their strength, whether physically, emotionally, or mentally. God is our rock, our safe place. The psalmist, who is likely David, is a man who has trusted God his whole life. His relationship with God began in his youth, and has continued ever since, verses 5-6:17. The statement about God having brought him forth from his mother's womb, verse 6, is also found in Psalm 22 verse 9, another messianic psalm of David. The psalmist in Psalm 71:7 says, "He has become a portent, niv mopeth a wonder in KJV to his contemporaries, i.e. a sign of trouble, chastisement, and divine retribution," Expositor's Bible Commentary. Note on verses 5-8. Many see his troubles and weakness as evidence of God's punitive judgment on him, as would later be wrongly assumed regarding Jesus Christ. See Isaiah 50. Enemies deduce that now is a good time to rise up against him because they think God has forsaken him, and there is none to deliver him. Psalm 111. Verses 12-13 are a restatement of David's urgent plea for deliverance and the confounding of his enemies in Psalm 71-2, thus serving to connect Psalms 70 and 71. As noted above, Psalm 70, a reprise of the end of Psalm 40, appears to condense the themes of Psalm 69 and to introduce Psalm 71. The psalmist will continue to hope and praise God, verses 14-16. He makes a final plea for God to not forsake him, so that he may sing of God's power and strength to the present generation and those yet to come. Verses 17-18, compare Psalm 22:30. And he is confident that God will save him, Psalm 71:19-24. In verse 20, when the psalmist says that God will bring him back up from the depths of the earth, he is speaking metaphorically of being rescued from his life-threatening situation and his despondency. Compare Psalm 42, compare Psalm 69:1000. Yet being old, he could also be contemplating the end of his life and looking forward to his future resurrection from the grave. Given the messianic nature of this and related psalms, it also seems logical to view this as Jesus Christ looking forward to his own resurrection. End.